Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam, Dave Morocco, returning your call.
Oh, hey, David. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm driving home. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to go over your file with you, kind of in the final stages here. I just kind of wanted to go over a little summary, I guess, just to see exactly what you were looking for. According to my notes here, had a couple different needs, but one of them was primarily payroll, it looks like. What exactly?
Cash.
Okay. Yeah, so just looking for some cash. What was it primarily for?
Here, I'm working on this huge project right now, and they don't pay right away. It's a commercial job, and like I told, who was I talking to? Steve?
Yeah, it looks like you're working with Steve, yeah.
Yeah. So I said, it's not the end of the world if you guys can't do it, but it'd be nice to have some cash to help payroll and just keep my cash flow. Like, cash is king, I guess, so.
Sure. Okay.
I've been in business 23 years. And in 08, when the economy went bad, I want to say the end of 07, I started to see some. 08, 09, 010, shoot, I was close to going out of business. So that's why my credit's not so hot right now. I'm working on it. It's coming back, but it's, I'm definitely working on it, but my flow right now is pretty tight, so.
I got you.
And I never really got anything out of Steve about interest rate and all that stuff. What's going on with that?
Okay.
I have no clue how the process works. I thought he said it was a daily payback. He paid back daily or something. I don't really. But we really never got into that too much.
Sure, and probably the reason for that is we have such a wide variety of different programs with all different options. I mean, we got monthly, weekly, daily, pretty much everything across the board. But really, right now, I'm kind of zeroing in on exactly what we need to do for you. So I do have, an option here for you. I just wanted to understand what you're working with to see if what we have actually fits into that. So it sounds like you're kind of in the need for maybe just a little extra cushion, cash on hand, right? So, according to Steve's notes, it looks like you were looking for maybe $100,000. Was that the case?
No, I don't need $100,000. He said you guys go up to. Well, here's what happened when Steve first called me. He said, "Yeah, you've been and I kind of didn't believe it when he first called me. Yeah, you've been pre-qualified for $250,000. I'm like, and I'm not.
Oh, I gotcha.
I kind of money, no freaking way. But where are you at? How is my file looking?
Yeah, okay, so you know what, let me give you some feedback on the file, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be kind of frank with you. I'm on the underwriting side of things. I'm not.
I can be 100% candid, because I already know where I'm at and exactly what's going on, and I am working with if my foreman calls me again, I'm going to have to answer, because he's called me 2 times in a row, but it'll only take a second.
Oh, okay.
Let me text him back.
Okay, no problem. I'll hold on.
He'll have to call me. So if he does, I just text him. If he calls me again, I'm going to have to click over, but only take a second.
Okay,
anyway,
no problem.
Go ahead, be frank.
No problem. Yeah, okay. Okay, so basically, it seems like you're looking for a little cash cushion. Now, what we have for you, first of all, there were definitely some issues getting you approved, all right?
All right, hang on 1 sec. Here's my guy. Hang on.
Okay, go
second.
For it. Go for it.
Have you overheard of them, bringing up some working capital? Okay, but do you know what time to stay tomorrow? Then you have to call back. Do you want to take down my information just in case they show up early? Yes, then go ahead. Alfonso Garza? Yeah, and my number is 858.
Perfect. So I'll just jump right into it for you then. So basically, I do have an option for you, but there were some serious challenges, you know, getting it approved. Now, because of that, what I have for you is set up more along the lines of a starter introductory program. Okay. So, I mean, really to give you kind of some feedback here, the credit score right now, you're coming in at a 512. Are you familiar with what's on the credit report?
512?
Yes. Yes.
See, I gotta be. That can't be right. That can't be. Because I was like, my guy that's working on my credit, I'm gonna have to start looking myself. But he told me, I hate to check my credit because then it fucking, something go down.
Yeah, and exactly that. Exactly that. And what I'll do, here's what I can do for you, David, is I'll send you a copy of the actual credit report that I have. That way, you're not doing another inquiry on it or anything like that, so it's not going to affect the score. At this point, you don't want to do anything that's going to lower that anymore. So I can send it to you so you can see everything that's on there, because it's pretty important for you as a business owner to know what's on there, because that's going to really affect what's available to you when it comes to getting financing.
There's a lot of things that I paid off. I will tell you this, there's a lot of things that I have paid off. Are you looking at it right now?
I can pull it up.
If there's a Lafarge Mid-Atlantic, if that's on there for like $70,000, I wrote them a check that's 100% gone. The other one. There's a few things I paid off. The Lafarge is one big one, the thing that comes to my mind.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like, you know, right now what's affecting it the most is there's obviously, you know, over the past 7 years, there's some payment issues with just some accounts that got behind. But there's not much you can do about that moving forward other than just making your payments on time going forward. But there are a couple, looks like federal tax liens that are on there. Are you aware of those?
Yeah, working on that right now.
Okay, good.
On that. Is that what's affecting it the most?
So, I mean, there's a good number of items that are affecting it. That's definitely one of the first things that pops up. The other is really, it looks like it happened, you know, quite a few years ago, just falling behind on some payments. That's affecting it a lot. There were some accounts that were charged off But really, really, what I want to convey to you is, you know, even though there's some issues on there, we still want to work with you, and I will send you the report so you can see everything that's on there for your sake going forward. So I'll do that as soon as we're off the call. I'll go ahead and I'll email it to you. But really, that was one of the limiting factors when it comes to the length of time that we're able to set the loan up for. So another issue that we had was, it looks like on the bank account back in June, you dropped down to a negative balance. Now, is that a typical occasion, or is that kind of a one-time thing that precipitated the need for financing?
No, that doesn't happen. Sometimes, like here's it. Sometimes, like right now, perfect example. I have in my bank right now, on one, I have two accounts. I have a payroll account, and then I have an operating account, and I have to do it. I saw it this morning. My operating account is minus $160 in the negative, and my payroll account is $36,000. So it's me that has to move $160 over.
Oh, I see.
I knew it this morning. So that shit happens sometimes, but I have two accounts. I have, and I move out of my operating to my payroll just enough to make payroll, and then sometimes that can happen time to time. Nothing significant, and it's not more that I don't have the money. It's more that it's not in, I have two cards. So I have two accounts because when I do buy something off a debit card, they only let me use $3,000 a day. So, and I have two accounts.
Oh, so you can access more, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Access $6,000 a day. So that does happen here and there as we speak right now. One of my accounts is negative $160, but the other one has almost $40,000 in it. So that does happen time to time.
Okay, well, and that makes sense. That puts you in a position you're on a little more solid ground than what you could be just going off the file looking at it. So, basically, I can get into some good...
Yeah, I am in a better situation. I know that file looks probably pretty rough, but I am in a better... The file, I'm not the file anymore. Even though it says I am, I'm not quite that anymore. I'm not perfect yet, but I'm working my way back.
Okay,
But I will... I can't wait till you send me that credit report because I can send it to this guy that's been trying to help me, and that is not...
Yeah, it'll help. It'll help, man, knowing what's in there. So basically, it sounds like we're kind of on the same page here, because what I have for you is a program. It's set up on sort of a limited term just to kind of ease into this relationship. So basically what it is, usually these programs go anywhere from 6 to 12 months. So your file obviously has some restrictions on it. So I was able to get an approval for 4 months. Now, because it's at this point considered a high-risk loan and the issues with what we saw on the bank account, the amount we're able to do has to be kept pretty short for this first time around. So what I have for you, I was able to get you approved for $13,879 over 4 months. Now, the way that it's set up, it's structured to be an introductory program. So once you get 2 months into this, you're eligible to refinance and get additional funds. So more money with longer terms. But first, we have to establish the relationship, show that you can make the payments on time. So on this first time around, you'd be looking at $13,879 with a daily payment of $235. So that would give you a total payback of $20,600 if you take it to the full term. Now, with that, there are discounts on paying it back early, but if you do the renewal midway through, because I'm assuming you're looking for a little more than $13,000. So if we get halfway through, we'll open you up to more funding, usually probably something, looking at this file, would be something along the lines of like $20,000 at that time. If we do that, the remaining interest balance on this first loan is forgiven and just rolled over into the second. Do you follow me with that? Does that make sense? It can be kind of complicated the way this is structured because it's set up with the idea that we're going to be doing more than one.
Yeah.
And really,
let me ask you this. Are you guys structured to help people that aren't doing good like me? Or are you guys, now let's say if I have, is there any reason for someone that has, like, really good credit to call you, or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we don't do just one type. We are all across the board. I mean, we have, you know.
Okay, give me an idea, just so I know. Let's just say someone wanted $100,000 and their credit is pristine.
Uh-huh.
What kind of interest rate would they be looking at?
Sure. So
roughly. You don't have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have anything. I have a lot of that. So to give you an idea, a customer that I was working with earlier today, right, he did $100,000. He is actually purchasing inventory, turning it over very quickly. So we set him up on a really short term. It's 6 months. He's going to pay it back earlier than 6 months because his return comes back a lot sooner. But when you set it up on a shorter term, you have a lower interest rate. He clocked in at about, I think, when all was said and done, at about 11% for unsecured cash, which is really, really good.
Okay.
But I mean, even on the other end of things, I've worked with people who are in even a much worse position than what you are, and been able to get them something to keep them on their feet. Then we work together and we pretty much clean the file up. Sometimes it takes a year or two to get everything worked out and clear that credit report off, but it's absolutely something that we do.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, just to give you the full rundown on the way this loan is structured, it's going to be set up as a business loan, so it would go on your business credit. So it's not going to show up on your personal credit. It's not going to affect your personal debt-to-income ratio. It will, however, build the business credit.
When you told me the 512, what was that, the business or the...
That's your personal credit. Yeah.
Do you guys ever look at the, what is that one thing that people look up through businesses?
The D&B credit profile?
Is that worth a crap, or is that a bunch of bull crap, or is that for real?
You know, I can give you the real answer, or the answer I'm supposed to give you.
They told me, here's what they tell me. They tell me, like, they always call me once a year, yeah, your profile's not complete or whatever. And if I pay them, I forgot what it is, $1,700 a year, $2,700, I don't remember the amount, but they will clean me up and make me look real good if I pay them. That is freaking...
Yeah, yeah. And that's why, to be honest, there's not much value to them. What they do offer, at least from a lender's perspective, is if there is a problem, it can show up on there and then we know about it. But as far as getting you access to great programs, for just that reason, that you can pay to have it cleaned up, it doesn't really access you based on having a great score. All it can do is hurt you by having something bad on there.
Right. Okay.
And actually, you know, if we end up going through with this, we actually, once you enter into a program with us, we don't just, you know, stop working with you then. We, especially with this type of program where it's set up to be something along the lines of where we're going to move forward in a couple of months, we will actually keep you posted. I can send you your entire business credit report once this thing gets filed, and you'll know exactly, you know, everything that is showing up in regards to your business. Because we don't look at this as, you know, I know I'm offering you a four-month term, but at the end of 4 months, we don't think that's the end of our relationship, right?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you. All right. So I do know one thing. My tax lawyer, he's working on with there's a state of Maryland federal, he's trying to possibly, I got enough cash here probably another month. He's seeing if they'll take a lot of the penalties and interest off if I just write him a check.
Oh, okay.
We're talking probably, so I might be able to get half of, I think there's two tax liens. There's one from IRS and one from the state of Maryland. I might be able to fulfill one of them here the next
month.
So,
yeah, there's definitely two showing up on there.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, and that'll be,
and
absolutely should be something.
I said, if they can, I'm going to try to see if they can, especially if I start working a program out with them, if they can take the lien off. I don't know if they can or not.
Now, that's what I was going to suggest. Now, I mean, if you have the option to settle and clear it off, there's some advantages to that, but there's also some advantages to just sitting back, filing a payment program, so you're on a payment plan, and then just making the payments. Because if you're on a payment plan, it's not going to negatively affect you as much. But you're also not going to be depleting your cash by just paying off half of it. Because also, when you pay off half of it, it's going to be recorded that you settled for less than the original amount. So that will still show up on there. And I'm sure your tax lawyer is going to tell you all that. But it's important to know. There are advantages and disadvantages to both of them.
Okay.
But yeah, so you know, right now for the we got you approved. It's for just under $14,000. It'll be 4 months. Now, if that sounds like something you can work with right now, if it can serve you a purpose, it would be, you know, I can see the kind of reasoning behind it to enter into the relationship with us with the idea of getting a little more in about 2 to 3 months from now. Now, if that's something that you're interested in, I can generate the documents for you with everything in writing right up front, all the details for you to review.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'd like to see everything. Yeah,
okay.
I'm interested.
Okay, now to do that, I need you to send me a copy of your driver's license and a voided business check, and then with that, I can generate the documents with all the information in there.
Okay. All right.
And then, so actually, you can send that over to Steve.
Do you have an email?
Do you have Steve's email? Are you still able to access it? Okay, you can send it to Steve, and I'm going to have Steve email you your personal credit report as well right now, too.
Yeah, if you can have him do that to me right now, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll have him send it, and then I'll also have him remind you we just need the driver's license and the voided check. Then once we get that, we can send the documents over to you, and if it's good to go, we can wrap this whole thing up by the end of the week.
All right, cool.
All right, did you have any other questions for me, David?
No, I think I'm just anxious to see the documents so I can review them. I think I'm good.
Okay, sounds good. I'll have Steve send the credit report and then just send the driver's license and voided check back, and we'll get the documents to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
All right, buddy.